The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, he should get married, B'sha'at Tova Muslachat, and Zechut Abdelimud, that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of Nachat, Shalom Bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the Berachot. Amen.
Daf Chav Gimel. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Rabbi Moshe ben Nuna, Ruach Hashem, Tani Hamer, Began Aydin, Amen, Refuah Shalomah, Mazal, Bat Shafi'ah, Inna Refanala, Ratzlahat Yaakov ben Yosef. We begin today's daf, Chav Bet, Amud Bet. And we are starting 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the bottom. Ba'ar Bizera. Ha'omer hare alai ola min ha'torim o min b'nei ha'yonah. So he says, it's on me to bring an ola, either from the torim, the type of bird, the turtle dove, or b'nei yonah, from the doves, regular doves. Ve'vi tichilat ha'tzihuv shebazeh v'shebazeh. So he brought a bird that started to have the yellow hairs. Not yesterday, staff, that the yellow hairs is not considered not a katan to qualify as a yonah, and not a gadol to qualify as a tor. So over here, he brought tehilat ha-sihuv. He brought two birds. He brought a tor, and he brought a b'nei yonah, in the beginning of the tzihuv process. Zebazeh, he says. Mahu. What is the deen? Did he fulfill his obligation? What's the question? We said it's not good. But it's neither. So it's neither. So what's the Gemara's even question? So Gemara explains. Mahu. Sefeka have venafik. Do we say that which we said it's not good is because it's not good misafik? That we're not sure. So therefore, if you say it's a safek, in this case, we bought both, so therefore, it's one of them. He said, I'm going to bring either an tor or a b'nei yonah. He brought two birds. He brought two birds that have this tzihuv. If he says it's a safek, he's covered. Either it's a tor, we don't know what it is. Which we said it's no good, because if a person, let's say, says he's bringing a tor, you can't bring this item because it's a safek. We don't know if it's good or not. Mashenkin, in this case, you're covered, because you brought both. Or Dilma b'riyave v'lo nafik. Well, maybe no. Maybe it's neither this nor that. Maybe it's nothing. It's a b'riyah, it's its own entity. And therefore, you're not yotzei at all. Who told you it's a safik? Maybe at that stage, it's not this and not that, and in vada'ut. Rashi. Min ha-turim or min b'nei yonah. Me'ezeh min she'irtzeh. That's the guy. He said, I want to bring whatever one I want. Ve'vi mishnehem tehidat ha-tzihuv. And he brought two birds that have this tzihuv, these yellow hairs. Ma'hu yatsa yedeh nidro or lo. Hadit nan tehidat ha-tzihuv pasul b'shnehem. That which we said, tehidat ha-tzihuv is pasul. Mishum sefekahu. Shema gedolim, shema kitanim. That maybe we had a doubt. Maybe it's this, maybe it's that. Maybe it's big, maybe it's small. Kacha noder torim lo yatsa shema kitanim. Vanoder b'nei yonah lo yatsa shema gedolim. That's why we said when you donate one, when you make a nidra on one, you cannot bring this tehilat tzihuv because safek. Aval zeh shenadar eze shiritze. This guy that said whichever one I want to bring. Vevishnehem yatsa mimanafshach. Im gidolim hem yatsa mishum torim. Im kitanim hem yatsa mishum b'nei yonah. Exactly. The guy said, I want to bring either a tor or a b'nei yonah. So he has the option. Then he bought two of these birds. So mimanafshach. If they're torim, he bought torim. If they're b'nei yonah.
Ibn Bnei Yona. Because you're being one, it's a safek. You're not for sure you'll sit. He said he's bringing a tor or a Bnei Yona. Ah, so bring one. Bring one. Unless that was his neder. Because he had a levi korban olam in a torim. No, meze shirze. Why do you have to bring two tzipurim? Mize or mize? If you're saying it's a safek, it's either a tor or a Bnei Yona. So therefore you're covered. Reman afshach. As a tor or a Bnei Yona. But here I'm bringing it for both. Odd pam. It could be either or. Maybe the case is over there in the Mishnah where the guy said, I'm going to bring a tor. So you cannot bring this tahilat suv because maybe this tahilat sihuv is a Bnei Yona. Or you said you're going to bring a Bnei Yona. You can't bring this item because maybe this item is the other thing. But in this case over here where you said, I'm going to bring whichever one I want. I'll bring a tor or a Bnei Yona. So you say that this item is a safek, so you're covered me manavshach. What does it say?
It says, Hilat
Hatsihuv Bazer Bazer. Correct. Tehilat Hatsihuv by a Yona and Tehilat Hatsihuv by a Tor. Both of them is Pasul. That means if I said I want to bring a Tor and I bought Tehilat Hatsihuv by a Tor, it's no good. If I said I want to bring a Yona and I bought Tehilat Hatsihuv by a Yona, it's also no good. Because maybe it's something else. Maybe the Yona is not considered a Yona at that point. That's kasher, and maybe the Yona is considered a gadol, and maybe the Torah is considered a katan. That's the reason. No. Listen to the answer. The Mishnah is talking about a case where a guy says, "I want to bring a Yona." That's what he said. I'm bringing Yona. Now he brings this Yona that has these hairs, this Tehilat Tzihuv. If Tehilat Tzihuv is considered a gadol, so that you do not fulfill your obligation of bringing Yona. Or he said, I want to bring a tor, turtle dove, it's a different bird, tor. And he brought this tor that had the Tzihuv, it's also not Yotze. Because why? Because could be this Tzihuv, it's still a katan. And therefore, my tor has to be a gadol. So therefore, you're not going to be yotze, not in this and not in that. This is not the Bizera's question. The Bizera's question is where the guy vowed to bring both. He says, I'm going to bring a tor, not both, either or. I'm not committing to which item I want to bring. I bring a tor or a Bnei Yona. That's why you have to bring two birds, because it's two different birds. He has to bring a tor, he brought a tor, and a Bnei Yona that had these hairs coming out of them. Okay, the yellow hairs. Now, if you tell me, misafik, we're not sure that it's good or not, in this case over here, you have a safik if it's good or not. In this case, for sure it'll be yotze. Why? Read Rashi again now. I'm reading again the Rashi from the beginning, so we get the clarity. Minaturim. On Bnei Yona, me'ez me'en she'irze. Right? He said, well, whichever one. Ve'vi mishnehem. He brought them both. Te'chilat tzi'uv ma'u. Yatsayi de'nidro olo. Ha'ditnan. That which we learned in the Mishnah. Te'chilat tzi'uv pasul. Mishnehem. Mishum sefekahu. Shema gedolim. Shema ketanim. Hilkach hanoder. Torim, that's why if a person just donated or vowed Torim, lo yatsa, shema ketonim, hem. Vanoder Bnei Yona, also lo yatsa, shema gedolim, hem. It's a safek. Does that hair make them gedolim or ketanim? Aval, ze shenadar eze sheyirtze. So memanachshach, if you donated gedolim, maybe they gedolim. If you donated ketanim, maybe they ketanim, and therefore, for sure, when you bring both of them, for sure you yotze ve'evishnehem yatsa miman afshach im gedolim hem yatsa mishum torim im ketanim im yatsu mishum Bnei Yona. Does this hair imply that they're big
Or does it still imply that they're small? So what? It's a safek. You're covered either way.
What part? But I've a Torah and a Bnei Yonah. They both have the tzihuv. Does the tzihuv make them gedolim? If they make them gedolim, you're covered, because you'll count it as a tor. That's a gedolim. Yes.
It signifies the same.
Yes. Of course, it signifies the whole thing. If it's gedolim, it'll be pasul by Yonah, but it'll be kasher by tor. If it's ketanim, it'll be kasher by Yonah and pasul by tor. So I'm bringing both. So we might have checked. If you tell me it's gedolim, so I'm covered on the tor. If you tell me it's ketanim, I'm covered on Yonah. And I didn't commit when I'm bringing. So I can bring either one. So that's the Gemara's have. I mean to say that misafek, it'll be okay. Or Dilma, next Rashi. Lo gedolim ninu velo ketanim. Maybe it's neither. Ela b'riya be'alma hu diyatsu meklal ketanim veklal gedolim lo ba'u. It's mid-zone. Like we said yesterday, it's ben Hashem Hashon. It's neither day nor night. It's neither gedolim nor ketanim. You know, you see either one. That's the Mizrach question. The tzihuv for this makes the katan, and tzihuv for this makes the gadol. If it's a sign of maturity, it should be a sign of maturity. If it's not a sign of maturity, it shouldn't be. It shouldn't change in the birds. It's obviously, it's a state of the development. Anyway, the Gemara says, "Ma'u sefekavi v'nafiku dema b'diavi lo nafik." Amar Rava, Tashema. I was going to answer it. Prat the tchilat hatzihuv shebaze v'shebaze shepasul. So what did it say? It said in the Braita that Rava quotes that what prat that is coming to exclude tchilat hatzihuv where it starts to grow these hairs shebaze v'shebaze shepasul. If you tell me that it's a new creature on its own, meaning it's neither this nor that, Shapir. So now we understand the Braita, which means they're not Gedolim, they're not Ketanim. That's why they're Pasul to come on the Mizbeah. Okay, I have no problem. However, but if you tell me no, it's a Sefek, it's Tarikh Ra Lemeute Sefeka, which means, if you remember, the Braita quoted a pasuk. It says, "Min atorim om b'nei Yonah." So remember, we said "min." The word "min" came along over there and minimized that. Not every Torah is kasher. Not every b'nei Yonah. Min atorim, min b'nei Yonah. What was it coming to exclude the min? The min was going through when it has the hairs. That the tzihuv. So it means we have a pasuk from the Torah that's coming to minimize this. So the Gemara says, if you tell me it's a new creature on its own, that's why I need a pasuk to come and tell me it's no good. But if you tell me it's a sefek, do I need a pasuk to tell me you can't bring a sefek? And let's say there was no pasuk. I still can't bring a sefek. How could you bring a sefek into the azara? Which is, let's say there was no pasuk minimizing it. I don't know if this is a kosher tor or not. Can I bring it to the azara? Of course not. You have a sefek. So why would you need a pasuk to minimize a sefek? You don't bring sefek on anyway. And that must be, it's not a sefek. Must be, it's a b'riya b'fnei asma. It's neither this nor that. That's why the pasuk is coming to tell you. Don't bring this. Because this is not a gadol, and it's not a katan. So therefore, keep away from it. But if it was a sefek, I would not need a pasuk to tell me don't bring a sefek. Because I would not be able to bring a sefek anyway. How can I vow to bring a tor. Now I bring this tor that has the hairs on it, the yellow hairs. I don't know if it's called, sefek. Could you bring a sefek to Azara? Of course not. So if it was a sefek, I wouldn't need a pasuk to minimize it. But if it's a b'riyab, if it's atma, that's what the pasuk was telling me. That don't bring this item because it's neither this nor that. What do you mean? We have a pasuk. The pasuk says, minatorim. Minatorim is telling you that certain torim are not acceptable. If the pasuk is talking about a sefek, where tahlat atziv is a sefek, maybe it's good, maybe it's not. I need a pasuk to tell me that if it's maybe it's good and maybe it's not, don't bring it. Of course I know don't bring it. Sefek. Even without the pasuk, I'm not bringing it. I gotta bring a sefek into azara. Ella must be the hadush of the pasuk is to tell me that it's a bidiyah, that it's its own item. Look at Rashi. The last Rashi in the Amud. It's tarikra the mi'ute mi'ika sefeka kamekucha berichu. She's, first of all, there's no sefek by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ipshita lan de gedolim ninu. If they're pasuk that they're gedolim, aitinu beturim. The pshita lach the ketanim minu, aitinu bebnei yona. The kivan de lo pshita lan,
ha lo ha velo ha meichan tiskei adatin nachshirinu. Once you don't know what they are, why would I think they're kashir? They need the pasuk to tell me they're not kashir. Well, we went to safek safek. So what I say is, no, ki it's tarich kera lemeute nirba v'ne'ibad, which means I can really tell you that maybe it is a safek. This tehilat zihuv. I when it said min haturim is not coming to exclude those items. You're right. The sevara, I don't bring them because it's sefek. I'm going to bring a sefek. So what is min haturim coming to exclude? It's coming to exclude a bird that was nirba. Nirba meaning it had a relation with a man, the bird. Or ni'ibad, it was served as avodah zara. That you cannot bring those birds on the mizbeah. Now, why would I need a pasuk there either? There's a general rule out there anyway. Any animal that was nirba and any animal that was ni'abad is pasul. Why do you have to tell me? Oh, and it applies to birds also. That's a standing rule. Rashi, Agemara, Salka datach amina. I would have thought, Hu'il uchtiv ki moshatam bahem mumbam. It says that you're not allowed to bring an animal on the mizbeah that has a mum. Moshatam means gedula. You're bringing this to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you're bringing it with a blemish. Now, Betana debe Rabbi Ishmael, kol makom shne emar, hashchata eno ela davar erva, va'avodat kochavim. Anytime you see the word hashchata, hashchata is destruction. Destruction always refers to two ways of destruction: moral destruction by arava erva, by doing something illicit. And then destruction of doing avodah zarah, spiritual destruction. How do we know that? Devar erva dichtiv ki yishchit kol basar et tarko ala ares by the Babul. It says ki yishchit kol darko. And we know what were they doing in the times of Babul. They were having illicit relationships. Ki yishchit kol basar, it was hashchata. Avodat kochavim dichtiv ve'en tashchitun ba'asitem nachem pesel. Oh, and it says also that what? Ve'en tashchitun, and you're going to make a pesel. So we know Hashchata applies to these two items. Kol shehamum posel bo davar erva v'avodat kochavim poslim bo. So I would have said like this. Hashchata is like a mum. It's a destruction. So therefore I would say any animal that's subject to the laws of mumim, like a regular korban, every korban, if it has a mum, it's pasul. So too this also will be considered a mum. It's hashchata. If it was somebody had a relation with it, pasul. If it was worshiped by avodah zarah, be pasul. I have no problem by animals. However, kol she'en amum posel bo, but any item that a mum is not posel, namely a bird. There's no mumim by birds. All the mumim that we talk are by animals. By a bird, even if it has a mum, it's kasher. So therefore, I would have said, en davar erva avodat kochavim poslim bo. I would have said that maybe these items also are not posil. Hani ofot, and these birds, hu'il velo pasil behumuma. Since mumim don't apply to them, how do I know it doesn't apply to them? Da'amar mor. Tamut. Tamut over doesn't mean death. Tamut over means like tam. Tamut's perfection, meaning shlemut. Tamut v'zakrut. The fact that the animal has to be a tam, and the animal has to be a zakhar, the behema, that applies to korban ola by behema. However, ve'en tamut ve'zachrut be'ofot. But the law of tamut and zachrut does not apply to ofot. So you see what? Ema davar erva v'avodat kochavim named lo lefsol be'u. So I would have thought that maybe even if the animal was worshipped or the animal had a relation, it should be kasher. Kamash ma'lanat, I need the pasuk to say min atorim, min b'neyona. And therefore the Gemara is really leaving this in a question. Could be the psul of Bnei Yonah that have these Tehillat HaTziyuv is a safek. And really I don't need a pasuk. Really misafek, don't bring it. And that's why in Rabbi Zera's case where you donated either or and you put both of them there. So if it's Gadol, you're covered. If it's a Katan, you're covered. I would the pasuk coming to exclude. It's coming to exclude these two types of blemishes that you would have thought that maybe don't apply to the birds. Because blemishes generally don't apply to the birds. Kamash ma'adan. Nashi. Lemi'ut nirba v'ni'ibad. top line. V'af agav detana katani prata tretas yuv. Oh, no. We have a problem. How could you tell me that the pasuk is coming to minimize this? The Braita b'firush said min hatorim u'min b'nei yonah is coming to exclude tehilat tzihuv. Now you tell me it's coming to exclude it, but the Braita didn't say that. So that she says the Braita was just quoting an asmachta. Really, it's not from that pasuk. Really, it's pasuk because of safek. I the Braita called that pasuk. That's just an asmachta. That's she. Second line. Asmachta ba'ano u'lona pasliru mishuv safeka. Okay, so Rashi, by the way, takes out the roveya. So nirva is also lav tafke. Since a human being cannot have a relation with a bird, so therefore, it's, the nirva is not the issue. It's the ne'eban. Who ilu k'tiv gabe korbanot ki mushchatam ben mumbam lo yiratzu lechem de ben ashchata ben mum poslim behem. V'talad v'li b'shmael. When it says mushchatam in that pasuk. Moshchatam is melashon hashchata. So therefore, ki moshchatam bahem mum bam. So either hashchata or mum. And what's hashchata? One of those two items. Continue. Damar arva roveya benirva. Okay. Avodat kuchavim. Ni'ivad shishtahavil bim to ibad out to his animal. Ki ishit kol basar bedor mabul ketiv. Bedor mabul be'arva kilkilu. We know that they made a sin in illicit relations. Kedichtiv. It was adultery. Not only that, they went with animals as well. If the bird is mutilated as a major mum, of course it's going to be pasul. When it says that mumim don't apply to birds, it means mumim ketanim. Like something in the eye. אלא מומים גדולים, כגון מחוסר עבד, משום הקריבי עונה, לפחתך. Fine. What's the reason why it's not going to be good? Because would you bring this to a governor? Would you bring this to a mayor as a gift? No, so you can't bring it to God. מן העיר? Okay, that's good. So that's the Gemara. Now we get to the next question. New question. Okay, now we're going to get to animals. The first 12 months of an animal, it's called a kevis. Sometimes the Torah says kevis, yemin shanah, temimim, etc. After the 13th month, it's called an ayil. Okay, sometimes the Torah says bring an ayil. So it means the animal matures from a kevis to an ayil. First year is called kevis, second year is called ayil. So it says kevis, yemin shanah. But an ayil is in the second year. The 13th month, however, is what do you call the animal? In that transition month from year one to year two, what is the animal called? So they call the animal a pilgas. Okay. Now, what is the pilgas? We have the same question. Is the pilgas a bidya b'fni atzma? It's neither this nor that, or it's a safek. So ba'ayin bizera ha'omer hare alai olad behema min ha'ayil o min ha'kev. Same question by the animal now. Meaning, I'm bringing either I have a choice. I can either bring an ayil or a kebis. Vevi pilgas. And he bought this item. He bought this animal the 13th month, mau. Look at Rashi now. Min ayil min kebis meze shirtze. And she said, whatever one I want to bring. Pilgas kebis bin shana, betuch shanato karui kebis. Ve ayil mishavu yudgimel chodashim shenichnas. Chodesh shalem betuch shana shiliya. When he went a month into the new, into the second year, karui ayil ad olam, pilgas betuch chodesh lishul shal shana shiliya. Exactly, the pilgas is in the first month of the second year. Oh, so Gemara Sevayot. What's the question? Adibad Rabbi Yochanan lo tebi'aylach. This is not a question according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar Briya Hava. Clearly, Rabbi Yohanan is going to say it's a Briya. It's a new creature on its own. Therefore, you're not Yotzei, not as a Kevis, and not as an Ayil. How do we know Rabbi Yohanan says that? It's not explicit. It's going to be implicit. Ditnan. We have a Mishnah in Masechet Para. It's talking about this animal in the 13th month, the Pilgas. So it says it's not Kasher. Not for an ayil, and not for a kevis. Okay? So it says, Ekribo, If he brought a pilgas, which means there's certain korbanot that it doesn't matter what you bring. Certain animals has to be a kibbutz. Certain korbanot, I'm sorry, have to be a kibbutz. Certain korbanot have to be a ayin. Certain korbanot you can bring whatever you want. So the Mishnah says, on those korbanot they can go either way. So you brought a hikribo, you brought the pilgas, mevi alav niske ayil. So now the nisachim, the pourings, every animal has a different shi'ud of how much wine you pour on the mizbeah. So kibbutz has its own shi'ud, and ayil has its own shi'ud. So it says, when you bring in this pilgas, follow the nisachim of an ayil. That's what the Mishnah says. Ve'en ole lo mizvcho. However, if you vowed to bring a kevis or an ayil, this is not going to count for your zevach. The pilgas will not count. The Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Rabbi Yohanan says, that what it says, that you bring the shi'ud of the ayil, where do we get that from? Because it says the pasuk, o la ayil. The o is coming to include that not only do you bring the nesachim of an ayil when you bring an ayil, but o comes to include even when you bring a pilgas, it takes on the shi'ud of a ayil. Lerabot et a pilgas, that you should bring with it the nesachim of an ayil. Now, if you're telling me pilgas is a safek, let's go to the other shita. Maybe it's a safek ayil, safek kevis. So then, pashut, you should bring the nesachim of the ayil, because it's bigger. The nesachim of the ayil is bigger. Now, the Rabbi Yohanan doesn't tell me that from a pasuk. The Rabbi Yohanan is a pasuk. When you bring a pilgas, follow the ayil, ayils. If it's a safek kevis, safek ayil, for sure, when you're allowed to bring a pilgas, you're going to bring the bigger one, the bigger nesachim. The fact that he has a pasuk, min ayil, to include the pilgas, must be the pilgas is a separate item. And therefore, it does not fall to the category, not of a kevis and not of the ayil. So he has to tell me, follow the ayil, nesachim. Good. That's the proof that Rabbi Yohanan has sold. It's a b'riyam ifne atzma. Look at that sheen side, what he said. Hikribo. Mishnah, he b'masichet para, b'pilgas kamayli. Good. V'en ole lo mizvcho, im haya mechoyav ayil lebado. Or kevis lebado. Let's say the government has a kevis or an ayil. V'tama lo meferesh tanaim mishum sifiko mishum b'riyah. Exactly. We don't know why, if a guy needed to bring a kevis or an ayil, we don't know from that Mishnah why it's no good, but it just says it doesn't count. V'amar b'yuchanan, mina lan, demevi alav niske ayil sheshnei esronim, ושלישי תהין יין, דכתיב בפרשת נסחים, בשטח לך נשים, או לעיל האחד, או לרבות הפלגס, בנסחים הללו, ומדצריך קרא לריבוייף, לפעמים מן הפרסום תקמת תמי, that when you bring your פלגס, you bring the עיל items, שמאמינה, כסבר רבי יוחנן, לתנא קמא דאמר, אין עולה לו מזבחו. לתנא קמא that said, that אין עולה לו מזבחו, that it doesn't count, Mishum de Biriyahu, because it's a creature on its own. Ulinyan Nisachim Rahmana Rabia. But when it came to Nisachim, specifically Nisachim, it follows a ayin. But after that, it's a safek. It's not a safek, it's a biriyahu. Now, the isifekahu lo mirbiya kira. I don't need a pasuk to tell me you're being like the ayin. They came on the shema ayilu, pshita de baya tuye niske ayil. For sure, you have to bring the larger amount of the ayil. Why? That new year. And you'll make a condition. You'll say, if it's an ayil, let these nesachim be for ayil. And if it's a kevis, let the extra be a nedava. The e ayil, leve dide, the kevisu, yete nedava, let the extra be a nedava. Sharem et alvi nesachim belo korban, because you can bring a nedava by the nesachim without a korban. You can bring a menachot. Okay. So that's that point over there. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yohanan, for sure, he held that the pilgas is a biriyah. But there are some more. Okay. So that's why it says, Ikribo again, if you brought the pilgas, maybe I'll have the ske'ayil. Ve'en ole lo mizbcho. In a case where you, let's say, about to bring a kevis or an ayil, it cannot count because the b'riyah b'fnei atzma.
But when you're bringing the pilgas itself, when you're carrying a pilgas, when there's no commitment from the Torah, then you have to give us an ayil. When the Torah doesn't care what you bring, so then you can bring a pilgas and bring it as an ayil. And we have a pasuk for that. What do you mean you have a pasuk for that? Of course you have to bring it as an ayil. It's a safek. No, it's not a safek. It's a biriyah. And that's why I need the pasuk to come and tell me that as a biriyah, bring it in the sechim as an ayil. That's the Yohanan. So therefore, according to him, for short, say biriyah. However, question we quote about Peda. The Amar Maite Umatne. He says clearly that if you're bringing the Pilgas and you want to bring the Minaha, the Minaha and the Nesachim, so you have to make a condition. Meaning, if it's an Ayil, this will be considered the Ayil. And if it's a Keves, let the Nesachim be of a Keves, and the Lamda will be considered as an Ayil. So you see clearly that according to Bar Peda, it is indeed a safik. Now, mi amrina. Now we get to the question. Ayil vekeves matne, bibiriya lo matne. Which means like this. You can only make a condition if it's a this or if it's a that. If the pilgas is a ayil, let the mincha be for my obligation. And if it's a keves, so let this the shiur be for a keves and the leftovers be in a davar. That you can make a tenai if you say it's a safek. However, bibiriyah lo matne, which means when it comes to a bibiriyah, enot tzadik lachush latnot shema pirgas ubiriyah befnei atzma. Venemsa lefizish and noder ale alei olam min ha'ayil min ha'keves vivi pirgas yatsa yedei chovato mema nafshach. Which means if you say it's a either or, so then you don't have to make any condition. You just bring the pilgas, bring the ayil, the nesachim of an ayil, and I would not have to make a condition. If you say it's either this or that, then I have to say, if it's a keves, let this be as a keves. If it's a ayil, yeah. Or if you say it's a biriyah, if now asma, then a condition you don't have to make. You bring it as an ayil, and that's it. Look at Rashi. Maiti umatni. Taprashi. The svirane parpeda holds. Safeku. Ve'acha kamevayalan aliba de barpeda. Now we're asking the question. Kode barpeda. Here's the question. Bemai mistapek. Umai matni. Ve'ola ayil darishlu drashah. Okay, the ola ayil here has a different drashah. For that pasuk has a different drashah. I'm pushing me don't. Ve'kamevayalan hacha. Mai matni. What is this tenai that he's making? Mi pshita lele barpeda. The love b'riyahu, ela safek ayil safek kevesu, v'chi matne ayil v'kevesu de matne. And when he makes this tanai, it's on the tray. If it's an ayil or a keves, I ayilu. If it's an ayil, leveku ledide. Let it be all for an ayil. I kevesu esaron solid. Aveni mitayan levididach. Dide. Let the reviyid be for a keves. V'inach and the leftovers lindaba. Aval bibiriyah lo tzarich letnuyeh v'lemar I biriyahu ve'enu ra'uy l'nesachim levikul l'nedaba. Ah, if it's a new item on its own, by the way, then you don't even have a mincha with it. Then you don't bring anything. So if you say it's safek, I understand the tonight. If it's a keves, bring us this. If it's an ayah, let the nesachim be that. But if it's a biriyah, I would not have to make a condition at all. That all comes from ayilu v'hun and that be'ez yeshivtze. Which means, if you hold it's a biriyah, we're asking a barpeda. Barpeda, you hold that you have to make a tenai. That's what we see in barpeda. You hold you have to make a tenai. What do you hold this pilgas is? Is it a safek or is it a new creature? One side of my sefik is like this. If it's a is safek. Now I understand what you're making your tanai on. Your tanai is if it's an ayil, let the nisachim be as an ayil. If it's a kevis, let the nisachim be as a kevis. That I understand. And you wouldn't have to, if it was a bidiya, you would not have to make a tanai to say that if it's a bidiya, it's a bidiya. There's nothing to make a tanai. So therefore, when a guy makes a neder, I'm bringing either this or this, and he brings a pilgas, and that what it said over there at the end of the Mishnah, when it says it doesn't count, which means when you donate one, then already it's a fake, it cannot be yose. But when you donate it either or, for sure you can bring this item over here, and you can make the tanai on the aisle and the kevis, and the bidiya you would not have to make the tanai. Or dilma, or maybe, here's the question. The bidiya, I'm going to repeat it again, but I want you to get to the second side of
bidiya. Why would that be good? Why could you bring it?
You're not going to bring it.
So you could bring it without it tonight.
No, the bidiya says you have to make it tonight. That if I donated either this or this, either one, so bring a pilgas and make it tonight. Now I understand, because it's sefik. That's one side of the question. Now look at the next side of the question. Or maybe I'll say that even if you want to say the pilgas is a separate creature on its own, you still would have to make a tenai. What's the tenai? The amar. That if this pilgas is a bidiyah, leve kule nidaba, let the minha and the nisachim that I'm bringing for it, let it all be a nidaba. Therefore, according to this, if a guy said, Hare alai, ola min ha'ayil o min ha'kevis, and you bring a pilgas, you're not going to be yotzei idu chavato bichlal. On the side of pilgas is a bidiyah b'fnei atzma, then you're not yotzei. Because it's a new item, it's not of this, and it's not of that. And maybe when it's said over here, "Maiti umatne," that means when you donated a pilgas, let's say. When maiti umatne, when you're able to bring your pilgas, you still have to make a tenai. What's the tenai that you'd have to make? You have to make a tenai that maybe I'm not hayav to bring these things at all. Look at Ashi. Read Ashi inside. O dilma, here's the key. O dilma b'riyah nameh. Mesaf kelele bar peda. Maybe bar peda is mesupag. Dilma b'riyahu. Oh, maybe it's a b'riyah. V'gabe nesachim maiti umat. Then you'd make the following condition. Di'i b'riyahu leve kule nedaba. V'gabe ba'yan nameh lo nafik. The dilma lo ayil velo kevesu. Yagi, which means. Okay, one last question according to the Bizer, now let's review it outside now. We know we have a pilgas. So the Gemara, the Bizer last question is it a sefek or is it a miriya? What would be the nafkamina? Nafkina would be where a guy donated, made a nedit to bring either this or that to the Beit HaMikdash. So if you tell me it's a sefek, so you can bring the pilgas and then make a condition. Do this condition over here with the nisachim to cover yourself. But if you say that it's a bidiyah, so you're not going to be yoseh, because it's not a kevis and it's not an ayil. So according to Rabbi Yohanan, the Gemara said, this is not a question. Because clearly according to Rabbi Yohanan, he's going to hold that this pilgas is a bidiyah. And where did we see he got that from Rabbi Yohanan? I'm reviewing the Mishnah. The Mishnah said over there, Hikribo, if a person brought the pilgas, mevi alav neske ayil, he should bring with it the shi'urim of an ayil. Okay. Now, how is he able to bring a pilgas? Well, there's no kibbutz that way, but the Torah doesn't care if a kibbutz or ayil. So in the case where the Torah doesn't care whether you bring a kibbutz or ayil or anything, so then you can bring a pilgas, no problem. But which menachot do you bring with it? You bring menachot of an ayil. So the Mishnah said, where do you get that from? Oh, all the ayil. All the ayil? What do you need all the ayil for? If you tell me it's a safek, for sure you'd bring the ayil items to cover yourself. Ela must be from the fact that I have a pasuk, must be it's a bidiyah b'fnei atzma, and that's where the pasuk comes and tells me all the ayil, to tell me that what? that you follow the aisle situation. Ela muchach, I'm reading shu soved shu beriya. V'yesh la'asik mize shema shema natana b'sof ha'mishnah. V'en odeh lo mizivcho, when it's said in the Mishnah, V'en odeh lo mizivcho, that it doesn't count. Hadavarim olim gam b'mekle shel elavi kevesu ayil. Exactly. En olim mizivcho, he says it's a beriya b'fnei atzma, en olim mizivcho is going to be where you vow to bring either this or this. Since it's a beriya b'fnei atzma, en olim mizivcho, it's not going to count. Very good. Which is the only case that Pilgas will work when the Torah doesn't care what you bring. But if you have to bring a kevis or an ayil, Pilgas won't be good. In all is law. However, according to Bar Peda that says, Maite, you bring it umatne. Now when the person brings the Pilgas, the Menhadr is Achim, it's not because Enze Ela Mahmata Safek Shimon Echshav Ayil. Not because you're bringing it, because it's a pilgas, that it's a biriya. Ela, because you have a safek, maybe it's an ayil. Oh, alken yesh lehatot, sheim yesh yoter mekhtech vayem mutar kol ba nedava. Mi amlina, I'm reading the safek again. Ayil vekeves matne. Maybe you'll say that you make this tenai only when the guy vowed to bring either or. So he says, Im pilgasu ayil, let this be the ayil. Im pilgasu keves, let it be as a keves, and the extras be a nidava. However, bebiriya, lo matne. Which means, if you would have held, that this is a biriya, if now, what type of tanai do you have to bring? There's no tanai if it's a biriya. What's the havamina? Which means, אין צריך לחשוד לא תשימה פלגס ובריאה בפני עצמה ונפסה לפי זה שרודן עליה עליי עולה מן העיל ומן הכבס you said either or והביא פלגס יצא חובתו במה נפשך ומה ששנינו ואין עולה לו מזבחו now we're saying at the end of the Mishnah אין עולה מזבחו אין עבור בקוד של אדם להביא כבס או של להביא עיל exactly אין עולה מזבחו is when you donated one when you donated one for sure you cannot bring this פלגה because this is a ספק The shaker when you donate it either or, so you can bring the pilgas, safek, and you can make the tanai. Very good. Or dilma, or maybe no. Bibiriya namim matne. Or maybe you could say that the pilgas is really a biriya. It's not a kiv, it's not a yayin. And really, you can make a tanai by saying what? The amar, I biriya, hava, if it's a biriya, lebe kulan edam, which maybe. Maybe it really is a b'riyah b'fnei atzma, and maybe you have to make a tenai. Look at Rashi. Od dima b'riyah namem misafka lebar peda dima b'riyahu v'gaben nesachim maiti umatne di b'riyahu. If it's a b'riyah, maybe it's all nedava because you don't have to bring it at all. Levi kula nedava. Okay, so that was the question of Rabbi Zera. According to Bar Peda, the Gemara leaves that in a tiku. Which means, could be this three stadim of a pilgas. Could be it's a safek ayil. Could be it's a safek kevis. Could be it's a pilgas. Could be it's a third item. So maybe when it says, make the tanai, maybe that was part of his tanai. If it's a kevis, this. If it's a ayil, that. And if it's neither of them, that. Which means, when he said, that's really the point. When he said, make it tanai, would you be making it tanai if it's a b'riya or not? So the one side of this question is that you don't have to make a safek if it's a kibbutz or but you would not have to make a tenai if it was a b'riyah b'fnei atzma. The second side of the question is no. Could be really it's a b'riyah b'fnei atzma. And that was part of the tenai. When he brings the ayin, and when he brings his pilgas, he doesn't say, if it's a kibbutz, it's this. If it's an ayin, if it's a pilgas, it's nothing. That's the Gemara's question. Gemara says, Tiku. Kolomar she'efshad she'tam shilosha stadeh safek. Ulai ayilu, shema kibbutzu, ולאי בריאה בפני עצמה. And if you don't need נסחים at all. כמה זה גבולה צסטיק. One more question. Similar question. This is not talking about חמץ. When you take a thing of dough and you start kneading it. So the beginning is a din of matzah. As you leave it longer and longer and longer, it becomes חמץ. That's the black and white. In the middle stage, it leaves matzah but doesn't get the hametz. They call that si'ur. In the English, I think they call it sourdough. Now, let's say a person donates a korban or makes a neder, or korban toda. Now korban toda, you have to bring 40 loaves of bread, 40 halot lechem. 30 of them are matzah, and 10 of them are hametz. Okay, 30 of them matzah, 10 of them hametz. That's why there's no korban toda on Pesach, because you cannot bring hametz on Pesach. That's why some have the custom on Erev Pesach not to say in the tefillah mizmor l'todah, because since they cannot bring a korban toda Erev Pesach because it says hametz, so they would skip it. But the point is, now we have Rabbi Zira's question. By Rabbi Zira, Omer adei alai lachmet toda min hametz o min matzah, which means he said that he's going to bring this lachmet toda from the hametz or the matzah, which means 10 of the loaves, I'm going to bring whatever one I want. I guess he can do that. I thought he has to be 40. He doesn't need, the Gemara is going to ask that question later on. We just said 40. Now he's bringing a new korban toda. I want to bring a korban toda, and 10 of those loaves, well, I can bring you the hametz or matzah. Okay, we'll see. Si'ur ma, vevi si'ur mahu. Oh, you brought this mitzvah. You brought the si'ur. Look at that sheet. Min hametz or min matzah. Yud halot me'ez min she'erze. Okay. Ukaman ba'ayeh hechi maiti yud halot te'odayo. Exactly. How can he bring 10 alone? I think you have to be 40. That's Gemara's question later on. Si'ur. She'atza mechlal matzah ve'lechlal hametz lo ba. Good. It's not matzah, but it's not hametz. Look at the continued Rashi. Rabbi Meir be'yudah peligi be'elu of this pesachim. Rabbi Meir, havi si'ur. What is si'ur? Be'achsafat panim. Once the dough starts turning white, that already is si'ur. Ve'afilu en sham tzedek. Even if there's no cracks in the dough. Ve'im nisdak, afilu ke'karne hagavim. And if you start having cracks, even like the antenna of the grasshoppers, like you see little cracks, mikli siduk v'hayav karet. That's already hametz. V'si'ur b'achsafat panim amlina b'resh elu avlin Rabbi Meir hayav malkut v'Rabbi Yehuda itle trekule hada dechsipu panav afilu si'ur lo mikle. Wow. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that echsifu is not even si'ur. They didn't even get to si'ur yet. We caught the Rabbi Yehuda, echsifu is still matzah. Uvekaneh hagabimu demikli si'ur. Okay, and doesn't get to si'ur till kaneh hagabim, which is later on. Ve'od kula hariti, tebaadika de Rabbi Yehuda si'ur, lo mechaya ve'alea malkut. Which is, according to Rabbi Meir, si'ur is mechaya malkuta. Even though it's not 100% hametz yet, but, and so Rabbi Yehuda will say, no. Even though I hold that Si'ud is a later on stage, I also am not going to give Malkut on that stage either. So the Bible has two Kudot. The stage of Si'ud is later on, and he holds that there's no Malkut even at that stage. Okay. Now, Ha'ochil Hametz v'Pesach, Hayav Karet. Okay. Si'ud is not going to be Hayav Karet, it's going to be Machlok if you're going to get Malkut on that. The Bible will say, you'll get Malkut on the Si'ud, and the Bible will say, no Malkut. Okay, here's the question. The Gemara says like this, Si'ud deman. In your question that you asked Rabbi Zira on the Si'ur, Si'ur according to who? Is Si'ur Rabbi Meir? If it's talking about the Si'ur of Rabbi Meir, that means you brought 10 loaves with tiksifu panim, that they became whitened over there. And they didn't start to crack yet. And so what's the question? So your question is, Si'ur of Rabbi Meir le Rabbi Yehuda. Matzah me'el yatahi. Do we consider it matzah, and therefore, since you said I can either bring matzah or chametz, so therefore this will be considered matzah at least, which is the shi'ur of Rabbi Meir for the Yehuda. Rabbi Meir for sure holds this is shi'ur, the white, but could be the Yehuda. Well, no, to me this is or at least the matzah. So that was his question to Bizira. Si'ur le shitat Rabbi Meir alibad Rabbi Yehuda. Well, is it can be considered matzah? Now vi'i, or there's another way. The Eid Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Meir Hametzu, or the reverse. The Si'ur according to Rabbi Yehuda, which is the Kaneh Hagabim, the cracks, the Tzedakim, according to Rabbi Meir, that will be considered Hametz. And therefore, you cover also. Because the guy said either Hametz or Matzah. So that was the Gemara's question. Or, I'll give you a third Now, the Gemara is saying that these two options are not options, by the way. Because if his question is this, it's Pashut. If your question is white, Heksifu Panav, the Rabbi Yehuda. What's the question? Vadai, it's the Matzah. So for sure you're good. Oh, no, maybe the question is cracks according to Rabbi Meir. Cracks according to for sure is Hametz. So that could not be his question. Oh, maybe his question is like this. The E the Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir, Midelaki Ale Hametzu. Maybe his question was like this. Siur according to Rabbi Meir. Siur according to Rabbi Meir was white. The Rabbi Meir says, well, you're not going to get karet, but you're going to get malkut. Oh, so maybe from the fact that you see you're going to get malkut, could be that that shows you that it is hametz. And that was the... So again, the Eid, the Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir. Now, I think everyone's rejecting that right away. Because from the fact that you see you're getting malkut, for sure it's hametz. So that cannot be the question either. Meaning, maybe the question was, according to Rabbi Meir, the fact that it's white... Oh, what's the deen? No, of course we know what's the deen. You're getting malkut on that. Malkut means hametz. Oh, you want to go the other way. Ela Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. My, that's right. Because if you don't get malkut. So we're asking a question. It has cracks. So cracks, you're calling it se'or. And Rabbi Yehuda says you don't get malkut on that. So his question was, dough that has cracks. Alibad Rabbi Yehuda that calls it Seor, and there's no Malkut. What is the deen if you said you brought this for your Korban Todah? So Gemara says Sefeka Havya Venafik Mema Nafshach or Dilma Biriyahu Veno Nafik, and that's the Sefek. Do you say, well, it's Sefek, maybe it's Hametz, maybe it's Matzah, so you cover it either way? Or do you say, no, this zone over here is a new zone, and it's a bit, therefore you're not going to be Yotze. No, that's Gemara Safek. So basically, the reason that Safek by the Seor and the Hametz was Alibad Rabbi Yehuda, where you had the cracks on it, where he calls it Seor, and he brought it for his Korban Todah. If you say Safek Hametz, Safek Matzah, you're covered. Whatever it is, you're covered. Or do you say, no, this is a mid-zone, it's neither this nor that, you're not going to be Yotze. Now the Gemara goes on to one more point. How could a guy donate 10 loaves of bread for a Korban Todah when the Torah says you have to bring 40? The Gemara says, V'amar Avuna Ha'omer Hare Alay Lachmet Todah. Let's say a guy, he made a neder. I'm bringing a neder on myself to bring the breads of the Todah. He didn't vow to bring a Korban Todah, meaning the animal of the Korban Todah, it's the breads. Mevi Todah velachma. You can't split it up. You have to bring the Korban Todah with the 40 loaves of bread. Which means you cannot bring Lachmet Todah without a Korban. God cannot say, I'm just going to bring loaves. No. Once you say you're bringing Lachmet Todah automatically brings the Korban Todah into the picture. And we have to assume that a guy knows that. And therefore he meant it. When he said, I'm bringing Lachmet Todah, he meant Lachmet Todah with the Korban Todah. That's what his kavanah was. Okay. Now, who adin bishin adal lavi asara lachmei todah? Which means, a guy knows you can't bring asara lachmei todah lechaola. But a guy says asara lachmei todah, he knows you can't bring it that way. And they have to say his kavanah was to bring a regular, legitimate korban todah. Oh, vekevan dehayev lebe todah velachma. So since this guy obviously has to be a korban todah with all the loaves of bread, so there were 30 of them have to be matzah, and 10 of them have to be hametz. Ha lo yada hai gavra. This guy over here doesn't know I hametzu delaiti matzah I matzahu delaiti hametz, which means how can the guy even make such a vow? He doesn't know what se'or is to compensate the rest of the stuff. Meaning you gotta bring 30 matzah and 10 hametz. Now he brings 10 of them are se'or. Well, did that cover your matzah, or did that cover your hametz? How does he bring this? Which is, for sure the Gemara is assuming you're not bringing just 10. If you're bringing just 10, then we had a good sefik. But the Gemara, you're not bringing just 10. Impossible to bring just 10. When you say 10, you meant the full-fledged Korban Todah. Good. Now you bring Si'ur. How can he bring Si'ur? What's the other 30? What's the breakdown now? If he doesn't know what the Si'ur is, like you're saying, it's a Safek could be, so that's going to impact the other 30 and 10 that he has to bring. So Gemara says, Lo tzericha, d'amar hare alai hala, liftor todato shel ploni. Which is a guy, let's say, made a nedir, his friend made a nedir, to bring a korban todah. And he came along and was a generous guy and said, you know what, I'll pick up 10 loaves from your korban todah. So really this guy does not have to bring 40 loaves over here. He says, I'll pick up 10 loaves, either of matzah or hametz, for your situation, and if he brings him these 10 si'ur items. So again, the same question. Sof, at the end of the day, ha lo yada hai gavra I hametsu delaiti matzah I matzah da tamad. So the guy, the other guy, okay, thank you, you brought me 10 si'ur, so what would you bring me now? Now, what am I bringing? 30 and 10? I don't know what this is. Lo tzericha delo amar liftor. Which means he made an edit to bring these 10 loaves over here for his friend's korban todah. Delo pirish b'noshi yiftor b'mhaveru b'mkseh b'naram yishesh l'davi. He didn't say that I'm bringing these 10 to cover you. It's like he's bringing these 10 over and above. You bring your items. He was happy that his friend got saved. He said, you know what? I'm going to add another 10 loaves over here to the korban todah of my friend over there. You bring your 40 the regular way over there. I'm going to bring an extra 10 like that over there. So therefore, for sure, his friend's going to have to bring the 40 lechamim. That are definitely 30 of them badai matzah, 10 of them badai chametz. Right, he thought he can. So it comes out, you can have a korban todah with 50 loaves over here. Because the Gemara says, "Mepak gavra yedin nidro nafik or lo nafik tiku," which means now the Gemara goes back. Did this guy fulfill his neder or not? Meaning, the guy who brings the regular korban todah is covered. He brought 40 regular. This guy that was a hero. And you know what? I'm bringing an extra 10 to cover, and I want it to be either hametz or matzah. And he brings si'ur. Does he cover himself with that or not? And the question is going to be, Alibad Rabbi Yehuda, meaning where it had the lines on it. So that's si'ur. But there's no malkut. So therefore, Alibad Rabbi Yehuda, is it sefek hametz or sefek? Well, therefore, you covered mimma nafshak. Or according to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe it's a... Just quickly read the Rashi over here. One Rashi we have to read. Look at the Rashi. Lo tzericha. The Amar Hare Ala Yud Hanot Leftot Tzadot Sheploni Delo Me'ayim Ala Bekol Umem. Sof Sof. Kevan Amar Leftot, since he said he wants to potate his friend. Delo Nefik Ade Patal Le Lehu Peloni Mi Yud Hanot Vayi Lo Matzi Patal Le Bayi Seo Delo Yada Hu Peloni Mayi Ayti Eichel Lesof Deo Ayla Leve. Lo tzericha. Hezeki. Delo Amar Leftot. I'm bringing 10 in addition to todato shel ploni. The kevan amar letodato shel ploni lo ehayev lebetoda velahma. So he doesn't have to bring any korban. I'm bringing as an annex to the todah of such and such. Aval be'ezru vaday pshita landau ploni lo meftar by si'or. I'm not being poter. You, I'm bringing in addition. Ela etu yebalma. He thought he could bring, you know, in addition to his friend. What's the question? Does the guy fulfill his neder? And if he fulfills his neder, what is he going to do? Look at what she says. Which means, if you say that these are a korban todah, that they work, it's either hametz or matzah, meaning it's something, you can't bring 50 loaves, that's not the option. But it's kodesh. And therefore let him redeem it, and take the money and give it to the bet. There was no havamina to bring 50 loaves. But if the neder is a legitimate neder, these items are kodesh, and therefore they can be brought as a nidaba. He says, ve'av she'enam kiribim shere havrim v'arba'im. Right. Take pidyon and use it for another korban torah later on. So that's a very important nashi. Don't think you bring it 40 plus his 10. No, if it counts, it'll count as another korban torah down the line, the money value. Or maybe you're going to say, seor is not this and not that. Therefore, the neder is not even hal. Therefore, you didn't fulfill the neder. You have to bring it again. You still owe. This seor didn't count. You cannot take it off your bill. You cannot make a pidyon on it. Baruch Adonai. Amen.